Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Grace VanderCruz is a CPA and financial advisor to the insurance industry and has over 20 years of experience working on Wall Street and advising on transactions totaling in excess of $5 billion. She's the founder and managing director of Grace Global Capital, LLC. She's also the author of the book, Homeless to Millionaire, and she joins us now. Grace, so glad you could join us today.
John, it's a pleasure.
And Grace, with a title like Homeless to Millionaire, it sounds like you've got an interesting backstory. You want to share that with us?
Absolutely. My path has been far from ordinary. When I was 14 years old, and I was also from a big family, I'm second oldest of seven, my parents immigrated to the United States from South America, and we settled in Brooklyn, New York. And from there, I went to Pace University in New York City. And while commuting from Pace University on one beautiful summer's day, I went home just to discover that the brownstone that my family and I shared was up in flames. And it was quite a scene, as you can imagine. And we're a working family that had very little safety net. So that experience was both traumatic and transformative. My late dad, who was with us, he was resolute in keeping us together as a family. And with nowhere else to go, we sought refuge in a New York City homeless shelter. And with all that uncertainty that came in that living environment, we really renewed our bonds together, and really a lot of grit and determination and love and prayers really kept me going. And I completed my education on time. And so looking back at my life, it was quite transformative. I think my journey from homelessness and then also journeying to investment banking after completing my MBA degree from the Wharton Business School and working in the insurance industry, I really take a lot of pride in what I do, because I know that behind every policy, every premium, every portfolio is a working family supporting and uplifting themselves financially. And I'm very proud of the mission that our industry does.
Grace, I got to ask, how does that sort of upbringing affect your worldview? Because you run in some pretty exclusive circles, but I would imagine that the people that you run with, they were born of privilege and you weren't.
I think it's a big advantage to understand how the mass of Americans live, how working families support themselves, their love for their children, their desire to uplift themselves educationally and financially. And the mission of our insurance industry of being a force of empowerment, of compassion, of the collective good is even more important at a time like this. And I can relate. I can relate to a working family trying to support themselves and using the financial instrument to gain added security.
You think it makes you a more empathetic person, I've got to assume.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a more empathetic person. And I'm just not an advisor in the insurance industry. I'm a proud advocate for what we do to empower lives. And I go in with a sense of passion, because in just building insurance companies and their products and services to serve the higher good in this society is something that I'm deeply committed to and I'm deeply proud of.
So let's talk a little bit more about the insurance industry and some of the things that you're seeing these days. How about we start with M&A? Any trends that you're noticing, Grace?
Absolutely. M&A is a force that will drive growth in the insurance industry. Companies are looking to specialize, so they're divesting of non-core business, and that's going to continue to be a trend. And I also think that in a higher interest rate environment, It has dampened M&A for a bit, but the drivers in such a fragmented industry continues to be strong, in that companies will look to propel their growth and to propel their strategic initiative through M&A.
So let's talk about some challenges and opportunities, because we talk about that a lot, and that's something that is always shifting. What are the challenges these days, and what are the opportunities?
I think a big challenge is the global political, geopolitical risks that we're facing, as well as some of the economic headwinds as inflation becomes persistent in our environment. We're also dealing with higher regulatory capital requirements, as well as rating agency capital requirements. And another major challenge is technology. As the industry looks to innovate and to transform, that is a key challenge. But then here comes the opportunity. And the opportunity is that companies are looking to shed their non-core businesses. They're looking for opportunities to grow and expand geographically as well. And they're looking to really optimize their capital in using their capital to focus on their specialization. So I think these all pave the way for continued growth in M&A.
Grace, what strategies do you recommend for the industry in terms of managing the growing underinsured risk and enhancing investment portfolio yields?
Absolutely. Let's look at portfolio yields. The industry have come off of a record low interest rate environment to now we are looking at some of the higher interest rates, which is higher for longer. I think all eyes are in the Feds. And when the Feds will continue to ease and cut rates will be very, very important. So as we look at the interest rate environment, it has brought in the opportunity for the investment portfolio optimization. I do think that historically the industry has focused on the liability side of the balance sheet, but right now the focus is shifting a lot on the asset side and how to gain opportunities in the investment portfolio and bring in some of the specializations in that area. I think that's where the private equity firms that have the asset specialization have really thrived in gaining additional opportunities in the industry. It's the protection gap that keeps the industry up at night, and it is growing exponentially. Risk is increasing, while the capital and insurance to meet that risk is not growing at the same level of the risk. And the protection gap is serious concerns. I do think the industry can address it in several ways. One is utilizing behavioral economics and really understanding what drives the customer to buy certain products. We've all been used to an Amazon-like experience, and the industry is not there. And there's still several pain points. And that's why I'm so excited about some of the dynamic changes we see in using technology to really reach the customers in a way whereby we can be much more focused on their needs and how we can structure insurance products that meet them where they are and make insurance much more accessible and available for the masses.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Grace, let's shift gears here. Talk about the need for talent, something that we do talk about a lot. How can the industry encourage effective talent recruitment?
This is a tremendous opportunity. Human capital and talent will be taken center stage. If you look at the younger population coming into the insurance industry, They're attracted to workplaces that are dynamic, that are mission focused and purpose driven. And what better place than the insurance industry? I think as the industry shifts from a siloed, very static, structured career paths to much more multifunctional, multi-dimensional ways of bringing in talent to work on various projects within the organization to really make sure that they're upskilling the workforce and giving them the education needed to really ascend within their career in the industry, I believe insurance will become much more attractive to them. And in our business, it's just not a matter of just recruiting, but retaining. And we do have a challenge of retaining some of the best talent. And that's one of the reasons I'm very proud to be part of an organization called the Insurance Supper Club that really looks to educate, collaborate, and mentor women within the insurance industry so that we can gain better gender equity in the insurance industry.
Do you feel that you personally have a vested interest in fostering the next generation of insurance talent?
Absolutely. The industry has been so good to me. I look back at my career in this industry where I started out on Wall Street. I then worked for the first private equity company that was focused just on the insurance industry. And we formed Partnery at that point. And then from there, I worked at Swiss Re and had the privilege of working on every single life demutualization in North America before focusing on middle market insurance companies and their mergers and acquisitions. And along the way, I've learned so much in terms of managing risk, but most importantly, building relationships that I love and I cherish. And just given the vast depth of knowledge that this industry provides, I am so proud to pay it forward and give it back by mentoring women in the industry that are really looking to upskill and looking to ascend within the ranks of the insurance industry. And I do think that there is a purpose and there is a specific aim at getting more of that talent around the boardrooms and in the management teams of the insurance industry.
Okay, Grace. So what's next for Grace Capital? What's next for Grace Vandercruz?
Several things. One, I measure my accomplishment by how much I can give back. And one of my passions is education, particularly educating in the inner city and mentoring. And so I partnered with a number of organizations New York City, including National Cares and Crystal Ray High School, in bringing students into work and mentoring them at the time when they need it the most. Secondly, I'm very, very passionate about seeing more representations in the industry and inclusivity of groups that are not around the table. I do think we need to attract the very best talent. So what's next for me is really working with women across all ranks of the insurance industry to make sure that they have the skills, the collaborations, and the connections in order to really accelerate their careers.
Grace, always a pleasure to speak with you.
Absolutely, John. Thank you for having me here.
That was Grace Vandercruz, founder and managing director of Grace Global Capital, LLC. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.